The nation's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. I'm Sharif Kofi here. Let's talk about the new labor force survey that the NBS brought out last Thursday. So the National Bureau of Statistics, they released their enhanced methodology report on collecting labor market data through the Nigeria Labor Force Survey in line with International Labor Organization ILO guidelines. Now, the data collection for this one that was released last week is based on a sample of 35,520 households nationwide. It is conducted continuously all through the year with national level results produced quarterly, and then at the state level, their own report is produced at the end of a full year. Now, the results presented in this report are for Q4 of 2022 and Q1 2023. Yep. Now, about three quarters, according to this report now, about three quarters of working age Nigerians were employed in Q4 2022, Q1 2023. And I'm talking about 73.6% are employed or were employed in Q4 2022. That's October, November, December of 2022. 73.6% of Nigerians were employed. In Q1 2023, 76.7% of Nigerians were employed. Now, this shows that people who are engaged in some type of jobs for at least 1 hour in a week for pay or profit are those that I just mentioned right now. About one third, that's about 36.4% in Q4 2022 and 33.2% in Q1 2023 of employed persons working less than 40 hours per week in both quarters. Now, this was most common among women. It was also common among individuals as well, with lower levels of education, young people that don't really have much education like that, especially those living in rural areas. They're the ones. Now, underemployment rate, which is a share of employed people working less than 40 hours per week and declaring themselves willing and available to work more, their own rate is 13.7% for Q4 2022 and 12.2% in Q1. People that are underemployed, they are working, but they are not just working for more than 40 hours per week. Those ones, that's their figure. Most Nigerians that operate their own business, their own numbers are for Q4, 73.1%. For Q1 2023, 75.4%. These are Nigerians who operate and own their own business as of last year and early this year. And we can go on and on and on and break these things down. Now, you know what? Let's talk about the methodology now, because I know that's the crux of this conversation. In the old methodology, I mean, these numbers I just gave out now, they look very fantastic. It looks like everything is going very well for this country. People are not out of job. People are employed and all of that. But this is why. In the old methodology, the NBS categorized what we call unemployed. You're not getting a job. You're not getting anything where they do. They categorize this group of people as people of working age who worked below 20 hours or did not work, but they are searching and they are ready to work. That's the old methodology. Some of them, they are working, but they work below 20 hours, or they are not working at all and they are ready to work. But under the new one that the NBS is using, the new model, the new methodology NBS is using now, if you have not worked in the past 7 days and then you have been looking to work in the past 4 weeks and then you are ready to start work immediately, then you are considered unemployed.
You have to go over. You know, it's strong meat. You know, they say strong meat. You have to go over in the game so we understand where you're coming from. Under this new model, if you have not worked in the past 7 days,
mm-hmm.
or you have been looking for work for like 1 month,
mm-hmm.
and you are ready to start work, then you are considered unemployed.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Now, this means that some people who were previously classified as unemployed are now categorized as employed. This is simply what it means.
So does it mean that in the last 7 days, if I work for 1 hour,
yeah,
out of those 7 days, am I employed?
You are employed.
If I work for 30 minutes, am I employed?
You are employed.
If I work for 10 minutes, am I employed?
No. So that's, if you work for 1 hour,
yeah,
it means you are employed.
Okay.
If you work for 30 minutes, then you are not employed.
Okay. 1 hour in the last 7 days.
Yes, 1 hour.
So today, yes. Today is Tuesday. Last week Tuesday, I worked 1 hour.
You are employed.
And since then, I haven't found anything to do.
You are employed.
Okay. I just want to understand. I'm not criticizing it.
So the new methodology is simply saying that they don't require people to have worked for at least 20 hours, unlike before, when you have to.
Per week.
Per week. Mm. You don't have to work 20 hours per week to be considered employed. As a result, people who are working in the informal sector now, people who are only able to find part-time work, you are employed, even if you work part-time, even if you don't work as much. And it's also important to note that the new methodology does not equate a rise in unemployment rate to an increase in job losses and vice versa. Now, where I'm going to come in here is that Yemi Kale, who was a former Oga at MBS, he said something about this, and he said that during his time, they were told to use this methodology, but they found it odd because, let me quote him, he said, "This is why I resisted to change the unemployment gathering methodology for 10 years, because it did not make any sense in terms of providing the information that our policymakers need. So the 20 hours was set because the committee that was set up, which included the ILO themselves, presented their findings, and they decided that 1 hour did not make sense. Because the income you would generate on an average from 1 hour's work was not going to work. It is not going to be sufficient. It's not going to be enough for you to be able to call yourself as a get job."
So maybe we're not getting it right.
Mm.
Are you sure that people who do not work 1 hour in 7 days, and that money can take them till the end of the month?
If you work 1 hour,
yeah,
how much are you going to be paid for?
I'm sure there are people who have paid 150,000 naira.
How many
and
people?
And then they will survive on that 150k to the month end.
How many people? What kind of job will pay you 150k for 1 hour?
They will be waiting and enjoying that 150k till when it finishes. It's okay, let me go for one more hour.
So what kind of job?
I'm
pay you 150k.
There must be some job
somewhere
that someone can do.
I seriously doubt that.
Look at it in front of you. There must be some job somewhere one can do. Then you end 1 hour. You will not want to work for even 2 or 3 hours. Though. You will say, "I just want to just give 1 hour. I'm fine. I'll manage it to the end of the month. I'll come back next month and I'll do 1 hour and I go."
And you get paid.
Mm.
So what I think would happen in that sense is that if you want to give somebody 1 hour, then we better start paying people by the hour. And we don't do that, obviously. So I don't even know how this methodology is relevant. Because, frankly speaking, who pays their worker by the hour? In this country, I'm talking about Nigeria now, how many employer will say, "I'll pay you hourly," or "I'll calculate your pay based on the hours that you work"?
I think some laborers get paid for
No, I think it's daily.
Yeah.
I think it's a daily pay, even for laborers. I think it's a daily pay.
Because if you look at it, it will just waste your time.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah. It's a daily pay. You. In fact, some laborers is. Let's even look at the what's it called now.
The headband.
Understand? Per headband. That's what they get paid for. Per bag of cement. That's what they get paid for.
The only ones.
Per trailer load of sand. That's what they get paid for.
The only ones I can think of would be, cabbies.
Yeah.
Maybe
Let's not go there. People will start judging me.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Because I mean, as a journalist, I engage in investigative journalism, like you do.
Yeah.
But if I talk about that, people might misunderstand me.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I won't go there.
Okay. Now, you know, let's go hear your thoughts on this new methodology now, because as a matter of fact, the former boss and the new people in charge now, they are disagreeing with themselves as to the methodology, you know, that they were using in the past and what they have decided to use now. And I'd like to get your thoughts on this, really, because the new one has greatly reduced the unemployment rate in Nigeria. Who would have thought that we could have 4%? Wow, we're doing great, aren't we?
4% unemployment rate.
Yes.
Is
But I mean, it is 33.3%, but with this new methodology now...
You know, Sheriff, we live in a time where things can go up and come down very astronomically.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the university fees for UNILA going up from 19
to...
For medical students.
Yeah.
Returning, medical students to 190,250 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So things can go up very quickly and reduce very quickly.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
Hmm.
From 33% to 4% overnight. You know, some people used to say, Sheriff, that they went to bed and they didn't hear the election results. When they woke up, Nigeria had a new president. You know, so this is the kind of thing. You go to bed, unemployment is still. When you wake up, it's 4%.
Hmm.
It's quite amazing.
Hmm. In case you don't understand what we're talking about, so the old model that the NBS used put a unemployment figure at 33.3%, but the new one has put our unemployment figure at 4.1% because they have said if you work for 1 hour, you get a job.
But I think the NBS, they have some flaws in all this. You know, Cheryl, just quickly before we pick the call.
Yeah.
I do know, and I've had the opportunity to really defend the Nigeria Bureau of Statistics, because it was just to sit down and make up these things. But I have friends who work in the NBS, yes, and even family. And I know what they go through, how far they go to get the data.
To get this data.
Yes. So before you call and say, oh, they sit down and just, let's remember it's the NBS that said Nigeria had gone into recession.
Mm.
And that made the government look bad. But they still went to do it.
Right.
And when we came out of it, technically speaking, all right, they said that Nigeria had survived a coma.
Hmm.
They didn't have they wanted to protect the government. They don't have had reason to say that Nigeria had gone into recession. So people shouldn't say, oh, they're just trying to make government look good and all that. You know, I don't think that that's what they do, at least under Yemi Khalid.
So if you've been following up on trends of the NBS, you know that they are one organization of the government that doesn't play with, they don't play politics. They don't, you know, they don't whip up numbers just to satisfy whoever that is in charge as the president or the party, and we must commend them for that. The issue on the table today is whether you agree with their new methodology or you disagree with them. Would you say they revert back to the old methodology, or, you know, would you say that this would help in government formulating policies to help the people? Because that's essentially what Yemi Khalid was saying the other day, that this would mislead the government to be thinking that everything is...
We're doing so well.
It's fine.
We're doing so well. You know, we just coughed and all of a sudden we will have jobs. We need to cough some more. We remove subsidy and people have more jobs. Wow. Let's remove more.
Let's go to the telephone line. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good morning to you.
Jerry.
Good morning.
Yes, thanks. I'm glad that you picked my call. I tried calling you earlier in the morning when this came up in the newspaper.
Right.
I couldn't get through. So I want to address two things quickly.
Yeah.
I want to beg Dr. Yemi Khalid. I was one of those who was a huge fan of him. Just like you said now, the NBS are not known for pandering towards politics. They give us the statistics just as it is. We agree with some, we don't agree with some.
Mm.
But that is just the numbers. They say numbers don't lie.
Mm.
I want to beg Dr. Yemi Khalid. He should not do what politicians do.
Mm.
That when they leave office, they will begin to see all the problems in office.
Hmm.
Why they didn't see when they were there.
Hmm.
He did a fantastic job as the boss of NBS. He should not be seen to publicly criticize the same office he just stepped down from.
Hmm.
If he has any issues with their numbers, he should reach out to them privately.
Hmm.
He should not make it seem like, oh, he's now for the people because he's no longer with government. That is not a way to do things.
Hmm.
I beg him. I'm a fan of his, and I pray that he will not go towards this political line.
Hmm.
Now, to come to the issue on ground.
Right.
Nigeria has more problem with underemployment than unemployment, and that is a fact. The truth of the matter is that people are employed either formally or informally, but they may not be earning as much as they would have loved to earn because the job is not well structured. So this new modality that the NBS has adopted, which was not founded by them, is actually factual, in my opinion. So that it will mislead the government, I don't agree with that. The government knows what the problems are. Underemployment is also a problem. If people are supposed to earn 100,000 and they are earning 20,000, it is still a problem. So that should not mean that because the numbers have been reduced to 4.1, we are all in Eldorado. No. There are still more numbers in underemployment that the government still needs to tackle.
Right.
So I think that the new modality is up. It also gives us the direction that government should focus on and tackle the problem. Thank you. This is my opinion. My name is Franklin. I'm calling from Surulere.
You're welcome. Your opinion is well appreciated, Franklin. Thank you so much for sharing it. Unapologetically, let's take this call here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Doing okay. Thank you.
All right. My name is Paul. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay.
So here's my opinion. The truth of the matter is that there's no methodology really that is more right or more wrong. It's just the way, even the 33.something% can be subjected to all these purposes, right?
Mm.
And there'll be a lot of flaws in it.
Mm.
But for one thing that I think we're not looking at is a benchmark, okay?
Okay.
Ideally, I'm thinking a 33% would have a maximum benchmark that we want to benchmark our own school against. So maybe 100%.
Yeah.
A 4% would ideally have a reduced benchmark, right? Maybe what's the average across the total country. Using that methodology, the average from South can be 15%.
Hmm.
So 4% over 15%, this speaks to the fact that the unemployment rate is high.
Hmm.
But 33% over 100% also speaks to that fact. So the result really is not the issue from our perspective,
okay,
or the methodology. It is the benchmark. So we now need to look at how many countries are adopting the benchmark that Nigeria is now adopting.
Yeah.
What is now the average employment rate across this industry,
yeah,
or across this country, right?
Yeah.
Then we will now look at what is the 4% vis-a-vis the average.
Mm.
Then what is Nigeria doing in terms of unemployment rate? I think that would be my take. So it's not really about methodology, it's about the benchmark.
Right.
What are they now benchmarking against? Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling. I mean, look, I'm impressed with the analysis that I'm hearing.
It's sounding like the World Bank. When they want to, deceive you to think your economy is doing well, they'll say, inflation has reduced by
10%, yeah,
but they don't, oh my God. When you go to the how much is the cost of Gary?
Right.
So we want to know.
Like, what exactly is the actualities on the ground? What are people going through?
Hmm.
Yeah, and I quite agree to a very large extent with the first caller about underemployment. Underemployment is a big issue in this country. Like, quite a number of people, yes, they've got something that they're doing, but how well has that thing been able to impact on their lives, on the lives of their dependents, and all of that? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, is that the figures put out by the MBS this time, the numbers that we spoke about, 33.3% in the old numbers, and then 44.1% in new numbers, they are the stark unemployment figures, not underemployment. That's the difference here. The unemployment figures, not underemployment. Those that don't have anything to do whatsoever. 4.1% in this country. Could they be right?
Sure, that's a very interesting question. I just want to add that what the MBS is now saying is that out of every 10 people in, you know, of working age in Nigeria,
mm-hmm,
they're all working.
Mm.
10.
Because
4% of 10 is 0.4.
Yep.
Yeah. What they're saying is out of every 100 Nigerians you meet who are of working age,
mm-hmm,
96% of them, 96 of them
are employed.
Are employed and they're not looking for any other work. They are employed. They are employed. They are working. They are not in search of work. Because I looked at different definitions of what employment very quickly, and one of the ones I have here is that it is a situation where a person actively searches for employment but is unable to find work. And you talked about the fact that one of the things you read was that those who are looking for
who are ready to work.
If you are not looking for, you are not unemployed.
Mm-mm.
You must be ready to work and looking for work.
Right.
So okay, we have to go.
Yeah, we'll head out now. Let's take this break. We'll be back to talk some more. Please stay with us.
Welcome back to the Crossfire, Lagos, Nigeria. Let's continue our conversation this morning on the new unemployment numbers: 33.3%, 4.1%. We don't want to look like, we don't want to sound like we only like things to go bad. That's when we see them as news. Now that it's 4.1%, we're not exactly, you know, happy about it. What we are looking at this morning is to properly examine the methodology, you know, that was being employed when Dr. Emikale was there and methodology being employed now. That's essentially the crux of the conversation this morning, whether you think one is telling the real story while the other is telling the half story, or both are telling the same story, essentially. Yeah, it depends on your thoughts.
Sure. You know, something came to my mind and I had a little laugh while we were talking.
Right.
You know, with this new statistic, you know, the president will have to employ 50 million youth into the Nigerian army.
Yeah.
No more.
There won't be any need for that now.
You know, any of the Gary and the... That's so good. It's so good.
Let me go take some messages here before we head to the telephone. I've got this one here that says, good morning, Sheriff and Kofi. I work full-time as a teacher in a private school. My salary is less than 40K. Can I consider myself employed, even though my salary does not take my family 2 weeks? What a joke.
You are. I mean, Sheriff has gone
through everything. Well, you are employed.
You know, unemployment, as was read out, all the stats you read, was you're able to work.
Yeah.
And you're looking for work.
You're looking for it.
You are earning 40,000 now. You're not... You are working. You're working.
You are not looking for... And I get the point from which you're coming from. So you can be classified as underemployed, but you are not unemployed. You are only underemployed, basically. I've got this long, long message here from Barrister Max. Barrister Max said, about these new unemployment numbers, truth is, what Tinubu cannot arrange does not exist. The MDS that used to be non-political has become political because Tinubu is now on board. We are not stupid, Sheriff. This is the usual playbook of Tinubu and his friends. Remember the so-called polls that say 65% of Nigerians are in support of this government. Nigerians should get ready to see wonders before their very eyes with this government. They will tell you white is blue and green is black, and their supporters will try to convince you that what you are seeing with your own eyes is wrong. And he says, God help us. Barrister Max, thank you for sharing that.
Right. You know,
I can't exactly say that because MDF, I still believe they are non-partisan. I still believe 100%.
Yeah.
I think what they've employed is just a new strategy, which is not peculiar to Nigeria. It's a global strategy that they have used.
But the question is why?
Why?
Why now?
You know, why change it?
Yeah. You know, Sheriff, I'm sorry I'm still going back there. I'm so sorry. But I will go back to, you know, what the president said. President Bola Tinubu, though he clarified it, but these were his words. When he said he would advise the federal government to recruit 15 million youth into the Nigerian army in a bid to tackle insecurity.
Mm.
And he said that... 50 million. So this is what he said. That's looking for. He said, quote, we are under police, and we are competing with armed robbers and bandits to recruit from the youth who are unemployed. 33% unemployed. He was asking. The president has been consistent. So he's always known, Chef. He's always known that we have a 33% unemployed.
Yeah.
And so he was actually saying we can solve it by two ways. We can use this employment of 50 million into the army security agencies to solve two things. Number one, fight insecurity. Number two, solve the problem of unemployment. And he said, recruit 50 million youth into the army. What would they eat? Cassava. Corn. Yam. We'll grow here. I'm quoting it. Look at Channel TV.
Yeah.
I'm quoting it. He said, recruit 50 million youth. Let me start again. He says, we are underpoliced. And we are competing with armed robbers and bandits to recruit from the youth who are unemployed. 33% unemployed. He now said, recruit 50 million youth into the army. What would they eat? Cassava, corn, yam. We'll grow here. He says, don't talk about illiteracy. Anybody who can hold a gun, who can handle a gun, who can cock and shoot is technically competent to repair a tractor in the farm. Now, the government may not need to recruit 50 million Nigerians anymore. You know?
Because of what the numbers are saying.
Because of what the numbers are saying. We may not need that. We now have to decide what to do with the foodstuff.
I've got some comments on X. Mazi John Bosco says, what are the parameters? What? Where was the data captured from? Was there a nationwide survey? Yes, there was a nationwide survey, and I mentioned that earlier. Joy Forever says, MBS baseline is wrong, and don't follow ILO standard. But then it does, actually. Well, based on what they have said, their standard is ILO standards, actually, from what they have used. I'm not into statistics, so please pardon me, but that's what the MBS said. That it's ILO methodology that they've used as well. But then Jeff Weber said, I said it earlier, 1 hour can't sustain anyone in the world. How much is the rate? Go out and then see... go out and see the sea of unemployed. Even transportation is in comatose. It is well with Nigeria. That's Joy Forever. Who dropped that here?
Hello.
Let's get back to the telephone lines. 0700-993-993-993. We've got a female only line, which is 01465-71904. The female callers. Good morning to you. That caller is dropped, so we're going to take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Sheriff. I'm not a statistician, but I thought that of Mr. Yemi Kale, or the standard he set that time, was relatable.
Okay.
This new one, you really cannot make any sense of it. For instance, I work for an hour.
Okay.
And you expect me to have it, even if somebody is deceiving me. Won't I know within myself that I don't have a job? I don't understand. You see, I get heartbroken every day when I listen to that South African or that's your voice note that talks about Nigerians not having the best people around.
Okay, we'll see.
If any kind is gone now, then this new man, the very first day I listened to that man, I knew something was going to be wrong somewhere along the line. I mean, you could feel it. Everything is worse. And somebody is telling us 4%. The idea of the initial 33% was to make the government sit on their toes. Now, at 4%, they will just go and sleep. We don't have any problem. We are probably as employed as the U.S. or U.K. You know, give them that false sense of everything is okay.
Yeah.
Or you're deceiving us. You know, it's disheartening. It's disheartening. And, you know, I keep saying it, if problems are not called by their proper name, they will elude solutions. It's terrible, terrible. We're in a deep mess. We're in a deep mess.
If problems are not called by their proper name, they will elude solutions.
Very interestingly, Nigeria as a country is just at par, almost at par with the United States of America.
It's
like, I think better because they have more people than us, right? So, in July 2023, the United States had an unemployment rate of 3.5%. So, in Nigeria, we have 4%. So, we're almost almost as good as the United States in terms of
work. Here is the thing. In the United States, they give us numbers of how many jobs have been created, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this part of the world, I am not, maybe they have been doing that, but I am not privy to it. So I have to be bold enough to say that I haven't seen mm-hmm. where government has said, so month in the last 4 weeks, or in the last quartile, this is the amount of jobs that were created by this government in this sector, in this subsector. I don't think we have that.
Well,
so I think so. It's easier to track the one of the United States mm-hmm. on the number of jobs created, number of people that are unemployed, and the rest of it. So you could juxtapose what's going on there. But here, I don't know what you want to compare.
As it stands, Nigeria is better off than United Kingdom in terms of unemployment.
In terms of unemployment.
We're better. You don't have to justify anymore.
Okay, like
you're better. Mm-hmm. Nigeria's better than Slovenia, Cyprus, Bulgaria, Poland, Luxembourg, Slovakia, Romania, Moldova, Germany, Belgium, Croatia, Austria, EU, Portugal, Sweden. We're better off.
We have more employed people than these people.
Are working. Oppo, right?
Oppo.
Oppo. I'm ready for you.
Yeah. Let's take this call. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Oh no. Please do try and call me back, okay? Good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, please.
Good morning.
Yes, well, with you, please go on. Oh, sorry. You're gonna have to call me back. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, you took too long. Yeah. Good morning to you. Morning. Good morning, can you hear me?
I can hear you, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, thank God that you picked my call this morning. I'm very proud to speak concerning this issue. Now, people like us that we are working, in case I was serving a job, full-time job, 7 to 7, Monday to Sunday, and you can't even earn up to 60,000 naira at the end of the month.
Hmm.
So pay per hour is not up to 200 naira. How could we survive with this kind of economy? So what the problem that our government needs to face is to go after all these companies and check the people working there.
Mm.
How much have they been paid? Some of these companies, the labor union have not even, they are not there. They will just come and collect bribe and leave. Doesn't care about the staff they are working.
Mm. Mm.
As a staff of the company, you cannot earn up to 60,000 naira. Talking about the contract staff, casual daily, payment and all that. So it's very, very bad, and we are going through serious health in this country.
Mm.
The food stocking.
I hear what you're saying, and it's very vital as well. But according to the new one that we have now, in fact, Sophie, I think we made a mistake somewhere in terms of unemployment, because from what I am seeing here, unemployment is not even actually
four.
So the figures in front of me is, sorry, I was actually going to refer to underemployment. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was going to refer to underemployment. The gentleman that called now could be categorized as underemployed when you work, but then the kind of pay that you get is not commensurate with what you should get. So it still doesn't mean that he's not employed. He's employed. He's only being underemployed, let's put it that way.
Yeah. But the question I have is the man who has found something to work to do in the last 7 days.
Hmm.
Okay, at least 1 hour.
Hmm.
We have to go. Okay, is he looking for something now? Within those 7 days, is he looking for something? Because unemployment says you actually are searching for employment, but you're unable to find.
Hmm.
So in those 7 days, is he not without work because he's not looking for?
Hmm. We'll find answers to that. Maybe at a later date, but we have to go now.
Well, Sheriff, you've turned over to the economist this morning. Thank you very much.
We have to go Lagos. Bye for now.